Call today.
You bring up whatever you want, toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll free line for you as we launch into hour number one of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com where all the features are totally free. Once again, that website is freetalklive.com. Of course, the big news of the day is the school shooting at Virginia Tech. We'll comment on that here in a few moments. But first, to the phones and to Matt in Illinois on the amplifier line. Hey, Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, guys. How you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Last week, you read something somebody wrote where they said something about 99% of the people didn't think that we were represented in Congress.
Yeah, well, I guess they said that they didn't feel like they had a representative in Congress, correct.
And tomorrow we're paying taxes.
I'm not. I don't know about you.
I've already actually filed mine. But
gotcha.
I had, and the point is, if people think that we're not being represented and we're paying taxes, I believe like a couple hundred years ago we had this revolution thing because we were being taxed without representation.
Well, they'll claim they represent you. Claim it.
They can claim what they want, but if people don't feel that they're being represented...
Well, they'll say that you voted for me. I must be your representative. You came out and voted for me.
I never voted for them. I never voted for any of my representatives.
Not to mention that I would say the vast majority of people vote against the lesser... vote for the lesser evil, not for... somebody that they believe in. There's very few, straw hat wearing, flag waving supporters of any given guy. I mean, in the primary, sure, but when you're talking about, the regular, say, presidential election, no, not so much.
Matt?
Right. And so, where's the spirit that was? We don't have that spirit anymore.
Yeah, that's really just been sucked right out of the American population, the revolutionary spirit, that live free or die mentality. But then again, you have to ask yourself, was that spirit ever there in the first place? Did most Americans have that spirit, or do we just attribute it to most Americans because we would like to, in our fanciful minds, to believe that that was the case, when in fact, when you look at the numbers from back in revolutionary times... It wasn't even close to a majority of people that would have counted as the revolutionaries.
And revolutionary times, people were, they were raised, on their farms for the most part, seeing that, dad worked very hard for his money and they didn't have all this, government intervention in their lives. They weren't educated by the state. Things were a lot different then. And, people, I'm afraid we've been dumbed down largely, or at least pacified.
I agree. I agree with all that. And, I think that there needs to be a re-education of people. You need to teach them different.
It's a tricky process, and it's a huge task. But nonetheless, I do absolutely agree with you. And any final thoughts for us, Matt?
Well, about the school shooting thing?
Yes, sir.
My feeling is that if people were allowed to carry guns, a lot less people probably would have died today.
Oh, well, there you go. I guess we don't have to comment now. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. You pretty much summed up exactly what it was that I was going to say about this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, do we really need to get out all the details about the
school
shooting?
No, I don't think we do. I think largely people know what's going on. I can't imagine Americans have missed this. It's like almost like commenting on 9/11.
Right.
33 people, last count, were...
confirmed dead. 33? ABC News reporting 26, or actually 32, rather. Anyway, there are over 30 people that have been killed.
Mm-hmm.
And they've revealed at this point that the gunman has not been identified because he shot himself in the head, allegedly.
Well, I would like to say that I've heard accounts. The guy comes in the room. He killed everybody with handguns.
That's right. Two allegedly 9mm handguns.
So, I mean, he didn't even have... and maybe he had one of these little submachine automatic pistols, but I can't imagine that.
They were called semi-automatic handguns.
Yeah, I would imagine we're just talking about a Glock or something here. So, something like that.
And, of course, the cries are already going out. That because 9mm can hold more ammo than like a .45 can, mm-hmm. that this is a problem and we need to restrict the amount of ammo in the clips and blah, 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 blah.
Well, you know, these 9mm that were used, I mean, these are just standard handguns. This guy who came in here and shot with military precision. I'm wondering if what we're dealing with here is a former or current police officer or army guy. I mean,
just really, gone off the deep end?
Yeah, but you see, the point is, these are the people that they want, that gun control advocates want to have guns.
Well, the conspiracy types are already opining that this is like some sort of military black op, that you know, the government has, somebody actually went in here to do this for the specific purpose of giving the police state an extra reason to crack down.
Well, I don't know. I don't think too many Americans would
I don't know if
give their lives for that, but okay.
Right. I don't know if you need that much training to... I mean, you can just go to the gun range for a little bit and understand how a gun fires.
You wouldn't have to make some black op for this. Somebody's going to do it sooner or later. But the point that I'm making is there's always going to be guns, and gun control advocates don't propose that we get rid of the guns for the police and the military. They propose they get them out of the hands of civilians.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me likely that this person that we're talking about is likely police or military trained. This is the these are the watchers. I suspect that that's what we're dealing
with.
That's
an interesting prediction, and we'll see how it folds out here as the days go on. Let's go to the phones, though. I want to go to the phones. Take your calls on this. Because, I mean, we'll get back to commentary.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
Let's go to Nick in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Nick. Hey. What's on your mind?
Well, I was actually going to bring up the Virginia Tech shooting.
Yes, you were. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Well, you guys are actually the first people I've heard mention guns extensively in the media so far, actually. The commentary on CNN's been kept away from that pretty well.
Well, maybe the news reporting has kept away from it at this point, but I'm looking at ABC News right now online, and right there, front page on the website is question, is shooting grounds for gun control?
And the results are, at this point, 66-33 for let's control guns.
I thought it was the other way around.
Mm-mm.
Oh, boy. Maybe I didn't look close enough at that. But so you've got to give them time. They're going to report first and foremost on the actual event. And then tomorrow you're going to start seeing the opinion people coming on. The talking heads are going to come on, and they're going to start crowing for gun control.
Well, Jack Thompson's already come out and blamed the shooting on video games. Yeah.
Yeah, they're blaming it on a lot of things. Actually, well, with the media giving it so much attention, as horrible as the shooting was, I'd like to say that school violence is actually down, no matter what. I mean, they do usually throw
school
that in.
School killings?
Fatalities.
School killings or school violence? Because I believe violence is down, but I believe killings are up. Because
I don't think this stuff was happening.
Fatalities in school are down. They've come down pretty consistently over the last few decades.
Yeah, but mass killings are up. I mean, this
mass
has never happened before.
Well, mass killings are up, but the number of people killed in U.S. schools annually every year has been pretty consistently going down.
Fair enough.
All I can say is...
You can expect that people will be ignoring that
statistic. If everybody, and if half the people in that Virginia Tech class, if 25% of the people in that Virginia Tech classroom had a gun on their hip or, you know, stowed away on their person, this guy wouldn't have killed 33 people.
Well, that's true. I mean, at Keene High School, I knew of at least 3 people who kept guns in the parking lot anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Illegally? Because that doesn't sound too so-called legal.
Prior to Columbine, it was actually, I'm not sure what the specific rule was, but it was acceptable during hunting season or something if you had a rifle in your vehicle.
I see.
That was acceptable. After that, they cracked down, so I imagine there were a lot more than the 3 people I knew about, but it wasn't something you talked about too much unless you were talking with someone else who also kept a gun in their vehicle, usually, so...
You know, as a result of all of these gun control rules and regulations that are in place, schools are honestly some of the more dangerous places to be because of things like this. Because you're forced to be disarmed if some madman comes on campus, even if you are someone who has training with a weapon, you're helpless.
Right. And, you know, well, statistically, I'm not sure that that's true. I'm pretty sure the home remains the most dangerous place.
You're talking about accidents. Only accidents happen in the home. It's very unlikely that someone's going to kick in your door and start shooting you.
Oh, no, it's likely that that someone will use your own gun against you or their gun in your home.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. The vast majority of murders are usually family members killing each other or close.
Right, that's what I mean.
Well, yes, that much is true. So be nice to your family. Thanks for the call, Nick.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. More on the shooting and your calls about anything. Free Talk Live.
DVD. Books. Music. Instruments. Periodicals. Computers. Software. Electronic. Photo. Cell phone. Office products. Home and garden. Bed and bath. Furniture. Kitchen. Pet supply. Automotive. Hardware. Apparel. Shoes. Jewelry. Grocery. Healthcare. Sports and outdoors. Toys. Games. Used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reed, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. And we put them up on the Shrine because we appreciate our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live. Once again, if you get to the Shrine, you go to shrine.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars, hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project, and you can carry your weapons openly.
Mm-hmm.
Because in New Hampshire, there is such a thing as open carry. You actually, it's very strange. You actually have to get a permit, or they want you to. I wouldn't if I were you. But legally, you have to get a permit to carry a weapon concealed. But if you're going to carry it on your hip or if it, you know, your leg or wherever, as long as it's out in the open, no permit is required. So I can tell you that Porkfest, where there are going to be hundreds of people in attendance, families, individuals, couples going to be attending, I don't know if there's going to be a safer place in New Hampshire than that particular week.
I'd say there's a good chance of that.
Because no, if there were to be a madman who wanted to all of a sudden start opening fire at Porkfest, what do you think would happen?
I think that the porcupines in attendance would take him out quickly.
No, he'd probably get somebody.
Like, oh, I'm sure.
You know,
I'm sure.
He'd have the element of surprise. But it wouldn't take long before anybody around drew down and shot that sucker to the dirt.
Mm-hmm. You know, I can tell you that I've been to many events and just been around town and restaurants and that kind of thing and been with and around people that are open carrying. I'm sure there's plenty of people.
Does it scare you?
No, it really doesn't. Most of the time, I don't even notice it until I'm like, oh, he's got a gun. And, mm-hmm. You know, average people are just not going to shoot somebody.
Yeah. And if they have their weapons, when something happens, like they like did this morning at Virginia Tech, then they are more likely than average to do something about it. Because they know that their friends are in trouble. And they themselves may be in trouble. And they might just want to help them out. And by the way, you can register for Porkfest at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. I mean, I'm looking online at these at ABC News at these pictures of the kids in Virginia Tech just huddling in the classrooms. They're all just on the floor, sitting down.
What are they going to do?
Right.
They don't have a gun.
Right.
And it's against, you know, as you know, as we've done the show prep here, it's against the law for them to carry concealed. It doesn't matter whether they have a permit or not. It's against the law for them to have a gun on
right.
Virginia Tech's campus.
And most kids, like most people, are so-called good law-abiding citizens.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have guns and want to carry them, they're going to do what they consider the right thing and obey the law. And as a result of people obeying that law, 30-something people are now dead at Virginia Tech. Because if people had disobeyed that law and actually had their weapons with
right.
them, this could have been stopped. Of course, they'd been brought up on charges after the fact, because that's just how the system operates. We've got to punish. Yes, we know you saved countless numbers of people's lives. Can you imagine if, like, you know, some kid was on campus, happened to have his handgun with him, saw this massacre starting up. The guy had only gotten through five people at that point, and blink, took out the shooter. Now,
I don't like my chances with one guy going, trying to take out the shooter, but if three guys in that room had guns, you can be darn sure that shooter wouldn't have gotten through, certainly not 5-7 people.
Right, but then after the fact, they're going to find out that you were the person that shot the shooter, and you might be hailed as a hero, but we've got to enforce the law, and we're going to charge you with possessing a gun on a college campus. That's a felony, and you're going
to
jail, buddy.
Serious talking to. At the very, very least.
Oh, I have a feeling they would, you know, they'd punish you.
Maybe.
They might go the lighter end of the sentencing. But
I don't think so. But
they
okay.
like you
They're
just
not
haven't
dumb.
Seen. They have made examples out of people like this, Mark. They have made examples out of people in the past who have saved lives, who have violated the law, just to show everybody that they're serious about the law. You don't want the little people starting to think they can, you know, get away with breaking that law, Mark. So they will enforce it. Let's go to the phones and talk to CJ on the amplifier line. CJ, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How are you tonight?
Hey, good. Doing well. What's on your mind?
Well, I was going through the forums, and somebody had posted an article from January 31st, 2006 that was interesting that kind of related to this.
Mm.
Titled, Gun Bill Gets Shot Down by Panel.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a law that would have allowed students to actually carry guns at Virginia Tech.
If they had a concealed weapons permit, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Of course, Virginia Tech's spokesman, you know, came out against it and was all glad that it got defeated. And,
right.
And, you know, the board it said it approved the violence prevention policy, reiterating its ban on students or employees carrying handguns and visitors from bringing them onto campus facilities. It talks about because they wanted to help parents, students, and faculty and visitors feel safe on our campus.
Yeah, look what they've done. What happened as a result.
By the way,
that didn't even make it out of committee. Didn't even have a chance.
No, it seems, I don't know why it is counterintuitive to the American people, but somehow it's gotten that way. There's been just enough disinformation out there.
It's doublespeak. It really is. I mean, it's just, you know, we want you to feel safe, so we're going to take that which makes you safe away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, you should rely on the police to keep you safe. They're going to, they really did a great job here, didn't they?
Yeah. It frustrates me so much because this really could have been prevented. This didn't need to happen. And, you know, there's, I guess, 31 people dead now?
Yeah, it's over 30 people, at least 31 confirmed, perhaps even more at this point.
If I was the parent of one of these kids, I don't know, I might, you know, I don't know what I would do. I might be willing, you know, try to sue the school, you know.
The school's just following the law.
It was the legislature.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's what's so sad about this. There's no recourse here. You know,
yeah, that's a good point.
Dead. The people that set up the situation allowed this to happen. This happens at post offices and schools. This doesn't happen at, you know, you don't have this happening at gun shows and at motorcycle rallies.
Right.
You have this happening at places where people can't defend themselves, and there's just no way to, there's no recourse for it.
Well observed, CJ, and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231 to Mark in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, talk about the gun thing. What's on your mind?
Right, so same thing. I'm watching it in the news all day and stuff, and it's tragic and all of them. But it doesn't seem, you know, everyone looks at it like a, you know, it's kind of like the war on terror issue, you know. They get nervous, scared, or let's give up our lives all of a sudden or whatever, but a couple of things I think constitutionalists and libertarians can put in this argument that it seems like avoiding the free market that, hey, this school should contract out with a private security company, you know?
Yeah, okay. If you have a private security company on your campus, does that not violate the law that specifies that people cannot carry weapons on school campuses?
Well, they got their own campus security, right?
Yeah, but those campus security are usually cops. Campus security is usually
like state police. Like here in I went to IU here in Indiana, and the cops down there, they don't go through the same like so-called government certified training that like city, county, state cops do.
I don't know. Perhaps it differs from campus to campus, but the campus cops that I'm familiar with are actual police officers. They just have their own little campus division. It's like their own department, basically.
Campus police.
Right.
The ones I know here are joke. I mean, I was in the Marine Corps for 4 years, and a lot of the guys I knew that, they stayed in for a while. They got more experience.
Hang on a second, Mark. We'll come back with you. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge, plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company, provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. That's, again, toll-free for you. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free. That does include archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the site for your downloaded convenience. You just go and get them. They're free at freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. That's rlc.org. We'll find liberty together.
All right, so we're talking about this tragic occurrence today in Virginia. The Virginia Tech College had over 30 people shot and killed this morning by a gunman carrying allegedly 2 9-millimeter pistols, and very effective, obviously, with them. We've yet to actually find out who the gunman is. He shot himself in the head, and I guess that's making it a little bit difficult for the police to identify him.
I can't say I feel too bad about that part.
So, of course, the point, the pro-liberty point that needs to be made on this, and of course will make, but I doubt very many other people will be making in the media, is that it is the gun control legislation and all of the gun laws that we have in this country that led to this occurrence.
It absolutely is.
It is a result of gun control and all of these regulations that as many people died as they did. Were people actually allowed to carry the weapons that they own on their person without restriction, this guy could have been cut down right after the first few shots were fired. And let's go back to Mark in Indianapolis. You're back on Free Talk Live. Now, Mark, you were talking about how you were thinking that maybe the school should have hired some private security in order to be more Johnny on the spot with this. But, you know, schools already have security. They already feel like they're secure. They're following the law. They don't allow guns on campus, and they already have police on campus. What exactly was it that you were looking
for?
Well,
I know the police at most universities are a joke. I don't know. I think, see, they got, like, Indiana here. They have the Indiana Law Enforcement Academy, which trains state troopers, county, local town, municipality, that kind of thing. Then they got the IU, for example, training academy, and it's not, I guess, as professional or whatever. It's a state one, but it's still, I think, somewhat government, you know, certified. They probably got to go through all these permits and everything. But I know some of the friends I had in the Marine Corps, they stayed in after I got out after 4 years, and they got a lot more training, and they got hired by some of these, the PMCs that are over in Iraq and stuff.
The private companies? Like
yeah,
Blackwater.
Private military companies. Yeah, Dying Corps, Triple Canopy, some of those, and they're getting paid a ton, but they're not even comparable as far as training with these guys. I mean, they're so much better. And also, I think the whole firearms issue kind of has a bad stereotype. Most people, like college-age students, tend to think, well, you know, most people with firearms tend to be military personnel, hunters, rednecks, that kind of thing, and it's so wrong. I mean, I know girls, and I'm like, you know, like I called up last week about an issue, and I was like, crime's getting to be bad here in India. And I'm like, well, I told some female friends of mine, I'm like, look, don't be afraid of them. I'm like, you know, it's all about education and training. It's
sure.
The gun can be your best friend, you know?
Yeah, especially if it saves your life or prevents a rape.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a tool.
Now, I agree with you that most college kids probably have that sort of liberal, big government mindset. It's not even fair to call that liberal because conservatives are big government too these days. But anyway, they have that big government mindset or government will take care of me mindset. But to be fair, there are still certainly people on college campuses that think the way that we do, that have guns and would not mind carrying them, and those people should absolutely be free to. But I see where you're coming from. I don't know if private security is necessarily going to be that much of a step above. It would certainly be better than the cops, but it's not as decentralized as having each individual being able to choose for themselves whether or not they carry. Mark, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the packet8.net toll-free line. To an email from Norbert in Chicago. Hey guys, great show. Keep up the good work. I was working when I heard about the Virginia Tech shooting. It truly is a great tragedy, and my condolences go out to everyone affected. Some people at work started discussing loudly how complete removal of the Second Amendment and the destruction of all weapons would have prevented this tragedy.
Yeah, of course. I mean, as though you're going
to... Right,
I suppose that if you actually managed to eradicate all the weapons off the face of the earth...
Double, toil and trouble, I sentence you all to go to dust.
They're
gone now, aren't they?
But they're not.
Oh.
That's the thing. Is you're never going to get all the guns out of people's hands.
It's not spells. You've got to write it down on paper. That's what we're missing, Mark. All we have to do is just eliminate the Second Amendment, write it down on a piece of paper, and have 535 people sign it, and then have the president sign it, and then poof, up in a flash of smoke, they'll all just disappear. They'll melt. They'll melt into the earth, won't they?
No. The problem is that they passed a law that eliminated guns on Virginia Tech's campus. They passed the law that eliminated guns on Virginia Tech's campus. There should have never been a single incident of gun violence there if that same sort of stupid, asinine logic worked.
But the problem was,
laws don't eliminate guns at all. Is all they allow is the guy who has the evil intent to come on with
the
gun.
I know where they went wrong. We need to create incentives for these big bad gun people to come in and turn in their weapons. So let's offer them some free ice cream and a free pair of shoes. And you know what? Let's throw in a few $100 because they just want money, don't they? Let's make it so everybody can just turn in their weapons and we'll melt them all down. They'll all come and turn them in.
So then the people with the weapons that are left can go out and use them to get far, far more than ice cream, shoes, and a couple $100.
Wait,
they can go out and rob us all blind.
But wait, you mean they won't all come and turn in their weapons?
No, it's nonsense. Hmm. You're never going to pass a law and get rid of all the guns.
What can we write on a piece of paper that will actually get rid of all the guns?
You right. I wish all the guns would go away 100 times, and you'll have just as much luck.
Can you believe these idiots? I mean, this is what they think. Do they really think that their silly little laws, that their rules on paper are going to have any effect over what those who are really motivated to kill and harm others are going to do? Of course the laws will be followed by the good little citizens. The good little citizens will go and hand over their guns, and they'll get their free drink coupons, and they'll get their little, you know, turn over your gun package that they give out to those people.
And
the gangs will keep their guns.
Most of the time, they're just going to get rid of the crappiest guns that are around that are worth ice cream, shoes, and a couple hundred bucks.
Well, not only are the gangs going to not turn in their guns, the criminals are not going to turn in their guns, and there are also going to be a large amount of law-abiding citizens that are going to make the decision, perhaps for the first time in their lives. Yeah, most people speed. But, you know, they make a pretty big decision to disobey an existing law. Because there are a lot of people that own guns, probably some of them listening to this radio show right now, that if there were a law to be passed that were to ban guns entirely, to mandate that everyone turn in weapons, people would be digging up their backyards to bury their weapons. And that would turn them into criminals, Mark.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You can have it when you pry it out of my cold, dead fingers.
So our emailer, Norbert, says, bullocks! Removal of personal weapons would have most likely led to an even larger tragedy. Without weapons, he probably would have resulted to whatever means available, and that would most likely be a bomb, presuming he, for some reason, couldn't get the gun. Any time you are dealing with explosives, the potential for destruction and death is much greater than what can be inflicted by simple cartridge weapons. In fact, I believe that if Virginia had no limiting gun laws and provided open and concealed carry, the death toll would have been minuscule. Putting it in blunt terms, after the first person would have been shot, the rest of the students would have taken out their weapons and shot the perpetrator dead. Maybe a couple of people would be dead in that case. Like any other time weapons are limited, criminals have no problems getting them, and the innocent people have nothing to defend themselves with. Instead, they were in those classrooms being executed like sheep. And that's pretty much what they are. Fortunately, Americans, being the way they are, will advocate for more laws and control and maybe an officer at each classroom door, completing the illusion of safety and security instead of taking the problem head on and taking responsibility for their lives into their own hands. There will never be complete safety, even if every person was put into a nice little 4x4 padded box, because then someone has to oversee the boxes, which inevitably will lead to abuse. Instead, people should take their safety into their own hands, and no law should be passed limiting the way a person can defend himself. That's the only way to guarantee personal safety for yourself and others. And by the way, Mark, you cited an incorrect statistic at the top of the show.
You
said ABC's poll was showing that most people want more gun control. Their very unscientific poll is showing that most people, significant majority, does not want additional gun control.
Right, I misread it.
So that's some good news, but I don't think the politicians are going to care much. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodcraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodcraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodcraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features we give them away. Though we do ask you to voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 365 of our listeners have decided to do, for as little as $3 a month. Now remember, all the features on the site are free, so it's above and beyond all that. If you like Free Talk Live, you want to help spread the message of freedom and liberty in these times of tyranny, then you really should get behind the show for $3 a month. We'll take it via PayPal. We'll do it via automatic credit card deduction as well. And there's some alternative ways that will separate you from your cash. But I'm telling you, it's a good thing. I mean, 365 people think so, at least. They consider it, in some ways, an investment in the future of Free Talk Live. Because what we're doing with the money is we take it in and we turn it around into advertising the show. We promote Free Talk Live to more radio stations, to get on more stations, to get on more people's internet connections, and essentially get the message of liberty out there as far and as wide as possible. Yeah, you get some perks. Get access to the amplifier-only call-in lines, forum, and chat room. There's more. Details at amp.freetalklive.com. We'd love to have you on board. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Thank goodness, though, there are still at least some avid defenders of guns out there in America, because you can better believe they're going to be under attack by the gun-controlling zealots. You just give them, I would say tomorrow you'll start to see the talking heads on television blabbing about how this is all because, they've already mentioned it on ABC News, it's all because of the assault weapons ban that ended a couple years ago that made it so you could buy high-capacity magazines. That's why this happened.
Well, I understand. It's an easy route to go for them. They're uneducated on these subjects. They probably haven't even heard some of the arguments we've made regarding guns making people more safe, not less.
I'm sure they've heard the arguments and subsequently ignored them.
Well, I don't know. They're just, they have to come up with answers to the problem. And
you don't think the Brady campaign, the Brady organization, has heard those arguments before?
I'm sure they have.
Yeah, they've certainly heard them and rejected them. Because they have an agenda, and that agenda is this fantastic world,
state?
This fantastic world where no one can carry firearms except for the police and the military. a world where if there's someone breaking into your home, someone walking on your school campus, threatening people's lives with firearms, that you should just cower in a corner and call 911 and wait for mommy government to show up to straighten it out. That's the world these people want for you. Is that what you want? If you're one of those people, I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. I know it's unlikely that you'll actually call in. But nonetheless, 800-259-9231, 33 people are dead. Two 9mm handguns allegedly were the weapons used. Still trying to identify the killer. And the president says schools should be places of safety and sanctuary and learning. When that sanctuary is violated, the impact is felt in every American classroom and every American community. Well, that's nice.
Thanks for the shoulds.
Law enforcement officials told ABC News that the killer might have been wearing a bulletproof vest and that he killed himself after opening fire on his victims. It's unknown if he had standard or extended clips. Does it matter? Look, if you've got extended clips or if you've got standard clips, then all you have to do is carry a couple more in your pockets.
Clips or guns. I would imagine right. If he intended to go in and wreak this kind of havoc that he had several guns on him.
Yeah, at least two.
Who would want to switch guns? So I would think that it's likely that he had another couple in his belt holster, shoved in his belt.
No identification was found on the gunman's body. Asian male, about 6 feet tall, apparently shot himself in the head after the killings. Part of his face was missing when his body was found. Now, your prediction, Mark, is that this guy's got some military training. That's,
I can't see how
that's
he would.
Police training. I don't know about that. And he
sure hit a lot of targets. They couldn't have been all sitting still. Target number 30 was running.
Yeah, I would think so. But then again, it's probably close quarters as well. So I don't know.
I don't know either. I certainly don't know, but
we'll find out all in good time here. And unfortunately, in the meantime, American schools will continue to be easy targets. Anywhere where there's a gun-free zone is essentially a kill zone. And if there are, it's
interesting that Virginia Tech is the only college in Virginia where it's illegal to carry concealed weapons. If you have a concealed weapon,
only one.
That's what the law was focused on. Virginia Tech specifically.
Really?
And it's my understanding that the rest of them, I'm not in Virginia, I don't know these things firsthand, but
I thought that law was to, and I've got the link to it, or I had the link to it.
I just erased it myself.
As I understood it, that was a law to allow students on school campuses, college campuses in the state of Virginia to carry weapons.
I understand why you would think that, but it's my understanding that it's Virginia Tech.
Okay.
It's interesting that the killer picked that particular school. Now, I suspect that what you're dealing with is somebody who was upset about something and therefore was trying to even some score or another, and he would have to have done it at Virginia Tech because if he went to another school, it would have evened the score. It would have just been insanity. But, be that as it may, that's the school that has the law. That's where it happened.
Yep. I think we're going to see some, I think we're going to see some very interesting responses here from this because this is the biggest school shooting of all time in America's history. There's no one has ever killed this many people on a school campus in one fell swoop like this before. And so as a result of this being the biggest, it's going to overshadow Columbine. It's going to overshadow everything else that's happened in the past. And there are going to be a lot of people paying attention to this, including the legislators. And they're not going to really care. I don't think they're going to care too much about an unscientific ABC News poll. They're going to care about scoring political points. And you score political points and you look tough when you talk about controlling guns. When you get up behind a podium and you start blabbing about how, well, this could have been prevented if we just had more gun control legislation. Well, it's because of the extended clips that people can buy now that the assault weapons ban has expired. Then, they're going to score some political points by doing that. Will we see new sweeping gun control legislation as a result? It's certainly possible. The Democrats control the House and the Senate, don't they?
It happened after the Reagan shooting.
Right, and George Bush might feel pressure politically to, sign something like this. I know generally that this particular administration has been sort of in favor of handgun ownership, but there are still 20,000 gun laws on the books at the federal level that were passed by both Republicans and Democrats. So it wouldn't be unheard of for the Republicans to, step across the aisle, so to speak, on this issue in solidarity with their Democratic brethren and pass more gun control legislation. It could happen. So we're going to see more politicians stumping for their legislation. There was one piece of legislation earlier this year that we mentioned by, I think it was Carolyn McCarthy was her name, who really was going to really crank up the heat on gun owners and gun distributors. And pass essentially more restrictive legislation than we've ever seen in this country. And that was before this particular shooting. You can bet she's going to be renewed with more vigor promoting her legislation after this.
Is the more often something like this happens, you know, it seems like just the closer we get. You know, at this point, there's so few concealed weapons out there to save people. People don't even get the example. All they see is instances where people get mowed down by some nutty gunman. And the only way they can figure out to stop it is laws, laws, laws.
And the fact is, if they do get to the point where they've banned even more weapons than they ever have in the past, then more Americans are going to become criminals for withholding those weapons. And please, please don't turn in your guns. Because the more people turn in their guns, the more disarmed the American populace is, the more subject we're going to be when the military is rolling through the streets. You don't think it's possible? Remember, last year, they passed the Military Commissions Act, and then there was the Defense Authorization Act, I think is what it was called, of 2007. That essentially defeated Posse Comitatus, which was essentially a legislation from the 1800s that made it so the U.S. military could not be used for policing, could not be used within the borders of the United States for policing purposes. That's gone now. So we're not very far off from a very scary, dystopian, sort of tyrannical future in this country where they pass more gun control legislation and then another terrorist event happens, so they have an excuse to put more police and military members in the streets to start checking people, doing house-to-house searches,
remember, it's
looking
all
for immigrants.
It's all going to be in the name of keeping you safe. All going to be in the name of keeping you healthy.
Yep.
All in the name of, you know, just keeping the status quo the way it is. We have to crack down so that they don't get us, whoever they might be, whether they are criminals, whether they are Al-Qaeda, whether they are the Mexicans, whatever they are, we have to crack down a little more. And, your freedoms are just going to have to go away for a little safety.
The reason why the Second Amendment was put in the Bill of Rights was because the founders understood that guns kept the government, guns in the hands of people, kept the government at bay, kept the government acting as good as they possibly could. So if they get rid of that, if they get rid of your guns, then they can do whatever they want with virtually no repercussions. Does that frighten you a little bit? Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.